The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Happy Tuesday. First talk back of the day. Should we just jump right into it?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Good morning. So yesterday I gave you guys kind of a hard time about not responding to your Instagram messages, which totally understandable. It's kind of worrisome. You don't know what you're going to get. You don't know what people are going to say. But Graham's pretty good at it. Graham is, yeah, I give him about a 9.5 out of 10. But that's because he's Graham, and he's instant about responding to his messages. In other words, he's Instagram. Get it? Instagram? Graham on Instagram? Bye!
That was a good one! You are Instagram!
Little Instagram joke right there.
It all makes sense now.
Have you guys opened up your DMs recently? Yes. Get in there, respond to some people?
I haven't.
I opened one up last night, I'll have you know.
One?
Wow.
Well, I try to, like, go in there and work on a couple here and there when I can. I don't do all of them all at once.
Do better, you guys.
I need to.
Can I rant, though, about the fact that Instagram has, like, 3 million folders? I hate that you go into one folder, then you have to go into your request folder to see other stuff. Then there's a hidden request folder to see the rest of those things. Just put everything in one.
I totally agree with that. Because there are a lot of people that reach out to me for a birthday shout out on the show and then they don't hear it. And it's because, look, their Instagram has double filtered your message into a hidden requests folder, which, again, shouldn't even exist. There's hidden requests and there's super secret hidden requests.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, this, we've filtered this message based on some pretty tough search terms, you know, or whatever words that they've used in the message.
Well, the request folder... What my husband said is the request folder is messages from people that don't follow you.
Okay.
And if they're asking you for a shout out, don't you think they should at least follow you?
That's a good point.
Well, that doesn't buy. I don't care. I don't social media, whatever. But then the fact that then the hidden request folder is like, we're warning you, the content of this message is going to be something rough based on the words in it. And every time it's like, can you wish my dog a happy birthday?
It's never accurate. What am I basing that on?
I'm like, what was the word inside of this that's had this thing get censored by Instagram's AI? Like, it's just somebody asking for a happy birthday.
Right, like sometimes you post something and it has like hidden comments, like it already pre-filtered things out and you're like, do I want to click on the hidden comments? What if someone's being like so mean to me? And it's like emojis.
Yeah.
It's never anything.
I don't get it.
Me either.
This is something that AI should be able to handle. Right?
We need answers.
Yeah.
Graham, did you see that Amanda and West might be secretly hooking up?
Wait, what?
Amanda, we're talking about Summer House
yes.
right now. You guys, I watched Summer House last night. My kids, we shipped them off to spring break at Grandma and Grandpa's house. And so Kate and I sat down and for the first time in years watched a show midweek. We can normally only watch TV on the weekends. And last night we did watch some Summer House. I think I'm one episode behind the current one. And you're mean to tell me that Amanda Petula and West, can't think of his last name,
Wilson,
are hooking up?
Fans are convinced that they're hooking up.
I'm not convinced.
Whoa.
Do I need to go? Do you want me to send you this so you can go over the clues?
Maybe, but is it going to have spoilers from the rest of this season? Because I'm invested.
I don't think so. I think what's happening on...
She's newly divorced, or I don't know if that divorce is final, but that's what one of the big storylines of the season is that she's getting divorced from her husband, and they've both been on the show forever. If you've never seen Summer House, I don't even know if I recommend starting it. Like, I like the show, but, you know, it's like, do you go back and watch all 13 seasons
or
whatever?
I've never watched it, and I do not recommend. Let me go through this article, and then I'll figure out if I should send it to you or not. But everyone thinks that they're hooking up, Graham.
Ooh.
That would be a major twist, because he was in love with somebody else on the show, and obviously she was married to somebody else on the show for a long time.
Well, not anymore.
Not anymore. Next on the JV show, there's a new way parents are getting their kids to stop crying. Mm-hmm. Jess is going to lay that out for us. Coming up.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
All right, if you need something to watch, the documentary I told you guys about weeks ago, Untold, The Death and Life of Lamar Odom, premieres today on Netflix. So it is now streaming. And again, He is not dead. He did temporarily die after that overdose, and they brought him back. But that's what he's talking about in the documentary. He's going through everything having to do with that overdose at the Love Ranch. Khloe Kardashian is featured in this as well.
Who gives a fart?
I'm going to be watching this. I care.
After being swept by the Yankees in their season opening series, the San Francisco Giants notched their first win of the season yesterday. They're in San Diego taking on the Padres. They also hit their first home run of the season. They were the only team in the entire league that didn't have one yet. The Giants held on to win the game 3-2. Game two of the series is tonight at 6:40.
Oh, Matt! Mm-hmm. Temperatures drop into the 60s today. I'm gonna start again.
Oh, whoa.
I don't know why I glitched. Temperatures will drop into the 60s today. We're gonna see scattered showers throughout the day. On and off showers may linger overnight, and then there's still gonna be some lingering showers tomorrow in some areas in the Bay.
Did you guys have any rain this morning? It was raining at my house this morning.
I think there was some sprinkling. My car was a little wet, but that was it.
I was running wipers all the way from Napa down through Vallejo and a little bit beyond, and it was like legitimate rain. I was not prepared for that. Although I think Jess said something about that yesterday.
Yeah, I did. I warned you.
Hey, Pisces besties!
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 7. If you have been fantasizing about clearing out that junk drawer or closet, now's the time to go for it. Make some space for some future acquisitions. Your relationship is feeling stuck in a routine. Break out of it today by doing something spontaneous.
Ooh.
There you go.
I've been fantasizing about junk. The junk in the junk drawer.
Yes,
and cleaning
junk drawer.
It out.
All right, next on the JV show, the one person who doesn't like kids, that's Jess. Mm-hmm. She's going to tell us how parents are getting their kids to stop crying like mid-meltdown. Apparently, this thing works.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
All right, so Benson Boone announced the show yesterday.
Yep.
He's coming to the Bay 6:40. Nice. We are hooking you up, Jess. You have one job this morning and one job only.
Yeah.
Do not forget
to give away
these Benson Boone tickets at 6:40.
Won't let you down.
All right, so how are parents getting their kids to stop crying?
Okay,
I need this.
Listen, anytime your kids are throwing a bit of a tantrum, maybe you're in public too, you're at home, wherever it is that they are screaming, crying, this is what you need to start yelling out, because people are trying it and it is working. You got to yell out the name Jessica.
What?
What? Why?
So the new name for Karens?
Yeah. Maybe because it scares kids. Maybe it is the real Karen now. But I have seen so many videos now of kids trying it out. I did put up some examples, JV Morning Show, if you want to check those out whenever you have a chance. But let me play some audio for you.
Jessica. Jessica. Where are you, Jessica? Where is she? Where's Jessica? Let's go find Jessica. Hurry. Hurry. Where's Jessica?
It's not working.
Jessica? Jessica! Jessica! Where'd you go? Is she outside? I'm go find Jessica.
So, is it like summoning like an evil clown? That's what it sounds like.
I don't know.
Or is it the kid's sister?
How long do I have to look for Jessica for?
Yeah.
I don't have all day.
In this one, she called out for her a little longer, but I like that in the end, the little girl's like, yeah, I want to go find her. And then they walk out, ready to go find Jessica wherever she's at. So I don't know if it's more of a distraction or they're like, Jessica, like, who are you calling out for? Like, who's here? But I've seen
it sounds
others.
Like they're calling a ghost or something.
I know, that's what I mean. They're like summoning. So this is like how a horror movie starts.
I know, but it's working, you guys. So next time your child is having a tantrum, please try this out. Call out the name Jessica, like out loud. And it might work. It might get them to stop.
I think it's more they're stopping maybe like in shock. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
not so much because of Jessica.
I think they're confused. Like, wait,
okay,
what?
Try it with different names.
Somebody
then.
Else here?
Yeah, I'm going to try a different. I'm going to put it to the test. I'm going to try a different name.
No,
I want to scare my kids. That they're aware of the new Karen.
And Jessica. Being Jessica. Like the scariest name there is. No,
yes.
I agree.
So
I agree.
I might try that one.
Try that one. If it doesn't work.
Jessica! See, it's how the horror movie starts. You say Jessica too many times and she pops out of the mirror.
Wait, say that again? That was so creepy.
Jessica! Yeah.
You're right.
And this thing pops out of your bathroom mirror and then starts stabbing everybody.
Please. Speaking of kids, I saw this video yesterday. It was not of a child. Not an actual one, at least. It was an adult child.
Uh-huh. Okay. What now?
An adult that still lives at home. you know, adult children, they're a thing.
Wow.
I did not come up with that term.
Child community.
I did not come up with the term. This is a self-proclaimed adult child that lives at home. And, okay. I mean, this person has a decent income, but instead of spending the money on rent and bills and actual adulting things, he's chosen to stay at home, save his money. Not really, because he's spending it all on designer bags. And that's the video that I saw. Normalize living with your family and spend the money you save on rent on a bag. And he's showing off his Louis bags, Chanel bags, and, you know, and he's just living his life, his best life.
Normalize saving that money that you're saving by not having to pay rent.
I was gonna say,
a down payment on a house.
How do you guys feel about adult children not moving out and spending all their money on material things?
That wouldn't fly if my kids were back living with me. Like, you better be saving that money and putting it towards or investing it or something that's going to set you up. I guess bags could be an investment.
That's what a lot of people are saying.
Yeah, that's kind of a shaky investment. There are better investments out there, in my mind.
Would you feel the same way if your kid was living at home as an adult, not buying designer bags, but using their income on traveling?
That would bug me. I mean, I...
Why? Because
you're supposed to be using your time at home as a stepping stone.
Right. But don't you want your kid to get out there and like see the world? Because once you get your own place and you're having to pay thousands in rent and bills, the chances of you getting to travel to Brazil or wherever this person wants to go, I mean, very slim, because you're not having that extra income.
How old are we talking then?
I don't know this person's age in the video that I saw, but late 20s probably.
Okay. I'd say you can have a balance of both, but if I was a parent and I had children still at home and I'm like working my butt off to help provide for them and, you know, give them a place to live, and they're just like, "Hey mom, I'm going to go partying and I'm going to travel and that's all, like that's the only thing that my money's going for." It's a little upsetting, cuz it's like, "Okay, then I'm just going to be taking care of you for the rest of your life." Like, that can't...
I'd rather the traveling than the designer bags.
That's what I was going to say. The material things would really bother me. If you have money for a Chanel bag, you can go live on your own and figure out how to be an actual adult, not an adult child. It's time for you to move out and live on, and, you know, be an adult. Live on your own.
It also, the type of travel factors in also. Like, if you're just going to go sit on a, like, "Hey, Dad, I need a few extra dollars and I'll be gone for a couple weeks. I'm going to a rave in Bali." I'd be like, whoa.
Wait, that sounds fun.
Yeah, but I'd like if they're like, "Oh, I'm going to go backpacking across, you know, parts of South America," I'd be like, "Go for it. Do it." You know, like, where you're going to actually be immersed in the culture and learn stuff and, like, really travel.
That I would be here for.
There's a difference in my mind between traveling and a vacation. If you are living at home with me and you're just taking vacations to go sit by the pool somewhere, I'm annoyed. If you're going to go travel, that's different. Go for it.
What about traveling to Disneyland?
Nope.
That sounds fun.
I know.
Core memory that you can create.
core memory you can create on my dime.
I'm with you, Graham. That would bother me too.
Save your money for something else.
So at what age are you kicking your kids out of the house?
See, I don't know if I could ever have it in me to actually kick them out of the house, but you start making them independent, like, once they graduate high school. You know, like, okay, you're in charge of this bill now. You got to do this and, you know, hope that... after I graduated, I wanted to leave. I'm hoping that, you know, my kids want that independence as well. And I don't have to kick them out. But I also want them to know if it ever came down to it, they could come back. Mm-hmm. If they needed to.
Yes.
Yeah.
But where do you find that? Like, what's that? Where's that line? That I don't know.
I don't know. But they better be doing something. If you're at home with me, you better be in college. You better be in school, or you better have a job.
Yes.
You got to do one of those.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Spent about an hour last night in line, able to get myself some Pliny the Younger at Russian River. Graham, I'm sure you're a beer head, know what it is. It was delicious. Anyways, on my way to the gym now this morning, so I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Look forward to listening to you while I work out.
Have you guys gotten your hands on any Pliny the Younger so far this year?
No.
Have you ever heard of it?
No.
What?
What is it?
It's beer.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's like highly sought after, very coveted beer because it's so good. And they release it just once a year for a limited time. And that time right now, and he said he waited in line over an hour to get some. Got some last night. Boom. Are you...
Yeah, never heard of it, but good for you.
Have you heard of Pliny the Elder? That's the one you can get more commonly.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So you would wait in line, Graham?
No.
Oh,
wow. No. I've had Pliny the Elder. It's really good. I don't know that I've ever had Pliny the Younger. Maybe once. I can't remember. Waiting in line for an hour?
Yeah, for a beer. No.
I'm out.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got things to do.
We have your Benson Boone tickets on standby, but let's talk TV, Jess.
Yes, I started watching a new show called Love Overboard. This is on Hulu, but... Imagine, you guys, dating other singles, right? But you're on a yacht, tanning, drinks, luxury. Doesn't that sound so nice?
Yes.
How is this different from being on an island?
Well, there's a little bit of a catch to this one.
Okay.
See, only four of the couples get to be on the top deck of the boat with all the luxuries and the food and the drinks and everything. The rest of them have to go live on the downside, in tiny little rooms, and they have to
Live where like the crew lives.
Live as the crew. They have to clean up after the rest of the... They have to basically make it luxurious and comfortable for the four couples that are the top deck. So they have to serve them food. They have to wear a little uniform.
So what determines who's on the top living in luxury and who's cleaning up after them?
So the four couples are determined right in the beginning. It's just couples deciding basically by names out of a hat. Like, hey, do you guys want to give it a shot at, you know, being a couple? And
they don't know each other prior to this?
They don't know each other prior to this. And then during this portion of the show, they still don't know that the people who don't couple up at this point are going to go to the downside. So people aren't like anxious to be coupling up with just anyone. So you get your four couples in the beginning, then... Everybody finds out because nobody knew to this point that they were going to have to be the cleaning crew, basically. And I want to play.
Well, so there can never be a second season because then everyone that goes on is going to know that if you don't couple up, you're going to be cleaning up after everyone.
You instantly couple up.
But there are twists because they play games I wouldn't say every day because I don't know how the filming is, but they play games and you're able to like switch spots with someone. Depending on if you're like, hey, I now want to try a connection with this person. So now their partner needs to go down there and you're going up there with them. But I want to play this crash out for you guys because this is when one of the ladies found out that she was going to have to be on the downside cleaning.
I was really excited to come on this show thinking this was just going to be like a yacht trip.
Everything's okay.
I hate cleaning up after people. Why would I want to pick up after people that I think I'm sexier than? I swear to God, if it's real cleaning, I can't even clean my room. And I'm like a little Barbie with a dream house. You don't clean up the dream house.
Barbie,
you
can always clean.
No, you get somebody else to f***ing do it.
It's okay. Don't worry.
I can't handle people when they cry.
So bad.
Oh, my God.
I can't even clean my room. I want to slap
Imagine
her parents.
Imagine dating her?
That's what I wanted to ask. Graham, you meet someone. This is their reaction to cleaning.
I'm out.
Deal breaker?
A total deal breaker. You can't even clean up after yourself?
Oh, my God. Get someone else to do
Instant
it.
Deal breaker.
Be a human being. What? Like, what? I just thought it was going to be a yacht trip, and I'm sexier than they are. Shut up.
No, they have
no you're not.
You know, it was interesting seeing all of these, you know, hot young singles.
I need to see her. Is she even sexy?
Not anymore after hearing that. God, could you listen to that?
Wait, do you know her name?
Bella.
Bella?
Her name is Bella.
What show?
Honestly, she's...
This is
Love Overboard.
Love Overboard.
On Hulu.
On Hulu.
She actually, like, once I saw this, I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so annoying. But she's so entertaining. I actually kind of love the fact that she's on the show.
We were watching TV, when we were watching the show last night, multiple previews for this came on. And Kate was like, they're still making these corny love dating shows.
It is very corny.
I was like, yes, Love Island, Love this one, Age of Attraction. They've tried every angle for everything, and they just keep making more and more shows. And then they do, it's called Love Overboard, because in the previews it shows people, like when you get eliminated from the show, you go overboard.
You
stand on a plank and it collapses below you like a dunk tank, and you go, whee!
Do they get to wear life jackets?
No.
Oh, then I'm out.
They send you right off the side. Yeah. Jess, you can't. Jess can't swim. You can swim, Selena, right?
I mean, I could maybe. Depends. I could doggy paddle.
Okay, so you could survive.
Maybe. Either way, I may watch it just to see that one lady go over the side right
Bella.
There. I can't even clean my own room.
I love it, but listening to these people being like, yeah, like, I don't, like, basically throwing the biggest tantrum over cleaning was pretty interesting.
I can't believe that.
I just thought I was going to be on a yacht.
And be sexy.
Shut up.
Yeah.
All right, I need to watch just to see them go overboard.
Love Overboard on
Check
Hulu.
It out. I'm actually pretty hooked on it, so it's entertaining. Hottest
things trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Megan Fox has blocked MGK. So they've been
How
on and
you
off.
Block a twin flame soulmate?
The flame has gone out.
Oh.
It's gone out. So they've been on and off over the past couple years, mostly off, but they were at one point living together after the birth of their daughter, even though they weren't in a relationship, but that was because it was easier to co-parent that way. I could have sworn I saw reports that he had moved out after that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but in recent weeks, we saw him flirting with her on Instagram. He would leave comments under some of her sexy pictures. Like in one, he said, "Stoked I have your phone number."
Okay.
And then under another one, "Stoked we had a baby."
Stoked.
Now those comments are gone because fans noticed that she ended up blocking him. No longer follows him.
Interesting.
What happened? You think she just got annoyed? Like he was trying to get back with her and she was like, you had your chance.
Sometimes a twin flame burns so hot and bright that you just need to block just to shield yourself from the heat a little bit,
Whoa.
Despite the fact that their flames want to connect with each other eternally because they have such a greater love than the rest of us. I remember when they first announced their relationship and then their level of connection and love was so much better than all of ours.
You're right. So. It was stronger, more passionate.
Yeah. Yes.
I think you're right. You have to just shield yourself from the heat.
Yeah.
Like when people announced stuff like that, when they said that, I mean, nothing roots for you, makes you root harder for them to break up than something like that. Like, I just, their relationship crumbling is satisfying. I don't know why.
God, that's so sad that you're like rooting for their downfall.
But when people tell you that their love is better than the love that you have with your partner.
But they weren't saying it was better than your love. They were just saying that theirs
was stronger.
But it had nothing to do with your love. Why can't somebody else be passionately in love without you feeling some type of way? It has nothing to do with your relationship.
Then you don't need to tell me that you guys are twin flame soulmates.
Maybe
that's a higher level than the rest of us norms.
You know what? Now I'm back rooting for them.
I am too.
Go for it. Let me know how it works out.
It's like, why can't you be happy for someone and it doesn't take away from your own success? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I saw a meme say that once and I was like, oh my God, that's so true.
It's like, I'm happy for people that are successful if they don't try to flaunt and rub it in my face about how much money they make or the whatever, that, you know, like I'll be happy for your success if you are humble about it.
I just feel like it's not good to harbor those negative feelings. You know what you need, Graham?
What?
You know, you need a deep jaw release.
What's that?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Graham, I'm glad you asked. There is a video of Leanne Rimes, and it's on our Instagram story now. JV Morning Show. Jess, you don't know who Leanne Rimes is.
No.
That's okay.
Should I?
No. Okay. At this point, no. Who cares? But I saw this video, and she is getting a deep jaw release. It's when she goes to this, like, clinic. I don't know what place this is. The guy... it's basically like a jaw massage. He sticks his finger in her mouth,
I know what you're
reaches
gonna say there.
All the way back, and he breaks the tension in her jaw, and she sobs uncontrollably.
Hold on.
And then you know when kids cry so hard that they stop, it's like silent?
Yeah.
That happens to her for like a good 30 seconds. She's like visibly crying, but no sound is coming out. And then it continues.
Oh my God, you just don't realize how much tension is in there until
it's gone.
Oh.
That's what you need, Graham.
Oh. I do need that.
Me too.
I have to wear, you know, I wear like a night guard or whatever because I clench my teeth and some days I wake up.
You wear a night guard to bed?
I think that thing.
Nerd alert.
I think that we've talked about this many times before. This is
I
not.
I feel like I completely forgot about
this.
That.
Is not
you
should not
actually
be,
wear it?
Should
my,
not be news to any of you.
My husband's supposed to, but he doesn't.
And he just sits there and grinds his teeth down to little nubs
all night. So you actually go to bed and you're like, hold on, Kate, got to put my night guard in.
Yeah, I don't want my teeth to be ground down to little nubs. Now I don't grind my teeth. It's not something you can audibly hear, but I clench my teeth. But I have a feeling. My theory is that the night guard makes me clench my teeth more because it gives me something to bite down on. Because the times I don't wear it, I don't wake up with a sore jaw. And when I do wear that, like I've clenched all night and then my jaw actually hurts. I do need a jaw, deep release. Tissue jaw release or whatever this thing is. That sounds fantastic.
So, and I did go to the doctor's page.
But I don't want that guy sticking his you-know-what in my mouth.
Hey, he had gloves on.
I still don't want that.
He had a glove on that thing. But I guess it's for just, I guess we just, as people just hold a lot of stress there, just day to day stress. It holds in our jaw right there. Uh-huh. So we should go get that released, even though I think I'm going to pass.
No, I need that. I know that's where I can feel it right now. It's all intense.
Grammy, let's talk about gas prices.
All right. The war in Iran now in its second month, you guys. And because of it, for the first time since August of 2022, the national average for a gallon of gas has surpassed $4. The war started on February 28th without congressional approval, of course, just the whim of one person trying to distract from the Epstein files.
Everything's computer.
Yeah, we know. And since that time, gas prices have soared by more than 30%. Oil prices have risen by about 50% in that same time frame. Now we know California and then the Bay Area always see higher prices than the rest of the nation. Our statewide average right now, price per gallon, $5.88. And here in the Bay Area, we are now just over $6 a gallon on average for 1 gallon of regular gas.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I hate this life.
You're telling me my car just smokes through gas. I need an electric car now more than ever.
You do.
I drive a lot of miles, and I go through a lot of
cross
gas.
Cross two bridges in the morning.
And I was at the gas station this morning, and ouch.
God, I do not envy that. And are these prices going to go just up and up and up, Graham?
Well, there's no clear, since there was no clear objective at the start of this war, there's a lot of uncertainty about how this conflict ends.
Right.
Because there were no clear objectives at the start, so it's anybody's guess. Perfect. And the one thing that is great, that is really great, and I'm heavy sarcasm on great for global commodity markets is uncertainty. So,
all right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. How about them Sharks? Macklin celebrating 101 points in a sophomore year in counting, and the Sharks are only 2 points out of a playoff spot with games in hand. 10 games to go, boys. Let's go!
Let's go!
Have you guys been locked in on this season?
I have not.
You guys don't have a Macklin Celebrini poster on your wall?
I do not.
Do you know who Macklin Celebrini is?
I do not.
Obviously.
Oh, my God. Only one of the biggest rising stars in the entire NHL. The dude's incredible.
Graham, I literally rely on you for all of my sports information, and you have not mentioned this not once.
There you go. There's your
thank you
Sharks lesson.
I know
Sharky.
Now I know.
Sharky.
Go Sharks.
You know Sharky?
I've met Sharky before.
Okay, but he don't know you.
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
Know. Okay. Yeah. All right, let's get to What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. And if you can do that, you're getting today's JV Show Chug Mug. As always, when you think you know what today's bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
The amount of complaints I hear from my wife about her always being dried out, I'm like, don't blame me. It's not my fault.
I could be.
I don't think it's my fault.
Okay. It's definitely a factor.
Yeah. No, I know for a fact it's not my fault.
Okay.
I just know. All right. Think about what that bleeped out.
If that helps you sleep at night.
It does. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Then remember, it's a family show. So that guest needs to be something PG that you're going to leave on the iHeartRadio app on that talkback mic. Leave us your name and your city along with your PG family-friendly guess. First correct answer of the morning is the one that wins the JV Show Chug Mug.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is What the Bleep, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
The amount of complaints I hear from my wife about her always being dried out, I'm like, don't blame me. It's not my fault.
It's not. I promise you.
Oh. Okay. Well, I guess it depends on what that word is. Let's go to the talkback.
Hi, JV Show. This is Paymon from San Jose. And I think the bleeped
workout word is elbows. Her elbows getting dried out.
Does she have some dry elbows?
I don't know. My elbows are dried out right now. Are your guys's?
Mine are.
I think mine are... no, they're moisturized right now.
Oh. You guys know my beauty routine encompasses just that one bar of soap. And that's it. That's mm-hmm. all that I do. But lately, I've been putting
lotion.
Oh. I put a little lotion on my elbows and my kneecaps right now.
Only there? You won't do your whole arm?
No, that's like doing too much. And then like, what is it? Like the hair gets all mushed around, like stuck down. No, thanks. Just the elbows and the kneecaps. They're a little dried out right now.
That's it.
That's yeah. So that's my new beauty routine.
Wow. Hey, it's baby steps. Yeah. We're making progress.
You're right. Morning, JV Show. Happy Tuesday. I'm going to take a guess at the bleeped out word and say chicken.
Taco Tuesday.
No, chicken. Bye.
Did I get to say Taco Tuesday? Yeah. Taco Tuesday. No, chicken. Taco Tuesday. Yeah, no, I barbecued some chicken last night, so and it was nice and juicy.
But when your wife makes it, it's hella dry?
Dude, it's so dry. It's like, bro, figure it out. No, she makes great chicken.
Hello, JV Show. My name's Arjun from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word is lips.
Careful. Lips, great guess. No, put a little chapstick on there.
Yeah, good to go.
Have your guys' lips been all dried out recently?
Not so much me.
No. Maybe a little. Yeah, maybe a little, actually.
just did a
she
check.
She did a little feeler.
Yeah, they actually are a little dry.
A
little scratchy.
A little flaky. Yeah. All right, great guesses so far. Not the right one.
Nope.
So if you want to take a stab at it, you think you know what today's bleeped out word is, get your guess in now on the Talk Back mic on the iHeart app. We are going to play more of your Talk Backs coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're the Bay's number one hit music station. Happy Tuesday. Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And this is our What the Bleep game, where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the Talk Back mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins today's JV Show Chug Mug. Here's today's clip in case you're just tuning in.
The amount of complaints I hear from my wife about her always being dried out, I'm like, don't blame me. It's not my fault.
Okay.
It's not.
I feel like you definitely play a role in that being.
Wouldn't you like to think that?
Dry. I don't want to think about that at all, actually. I'm disgusted. I'm just saying. Let's go to your talk back, see if anybody got it right.
Hello, JV Show. This is Leah from Wall Street, and I think the bleeped out word is hair. Have a good day.
Hair.
Hair. That is something she complains about recently.
Really?
Ever since we moved to Napa, the water's different or something. I'm telling you.
We told you to get a new
showerhead thingy.
I know. That's doing too much.
My JV Show is the bleeped out word plant. Her plants are always dried out. Thank you. Melanie from San Batista.
Plants. That's one of the most popular guesses this morning. A lot of people guessing that.
Is Kate a good plant mom?
She is. And I'm a good plant dad, too. So between the two of us, most of the plants are all getting watered.
Dang. Wow. I'm the worst.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. This is Stephanie from Richmond. And I think the bleeped out word is hands. Her hands are dried out. All right. Have a good day.
Hands.
Only during the winter time.
Nope. Oh.
Yeah, we're into spring now.
Okay, so they're good. They're
a little
good.
More moist now.
Okay.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Alana from San Diego. I think the bleeped out word is wipes. Have a great day.
Wipes.
Selena,
you know when somebody leaves the packet of wipes open and they're all dried out?
God, that drives me crazy.
I hate that. We're kind of out of our wipe era, though.
Really?
Yeah, no more kids and diapers and stuff. Like, when you have kids and diapers, you always, there's a thing of wipes in your car. There's one in that bag. Mm-hmm. There's one in all your stuff. You always have wipes. And once they stop wearing diapers, our wipe era is over. And I miss the wipe era because it's nice having those sometimes.
Right. My kids are out of diapers too, but I keep a pack just, you know, to clean up.
Emergencies.
Other things, yeah.
You're still in your wipe era.
Well, I guess a little bit. I mean, they're not in diapers, but I do have to wipe sometimes. But Clorox wipes. That happens all the time. My husband will leave it wide open.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Drives me crazy.
Dried out, and then they're worthless.
Yeah. Did anybody get
Nobody
the word?
Nobody got it today. Come on, people.
Mm. All right, listen up. Here's today's clip, Unbleeped.
The amount of complaints I hear from my wife about her pens always being dried out, I'm like, don't blame me. It's not my fault.
There was your hint. It's not my fault. The kids, our kids, take the caps off every pet in our house. And then I don't know what they do with the cap. Maybe they eat it because it just disappears. And there are a bunch of pens always. And every time my wife grabs a pen, it doesn't write because it's all dried out.
Oh.
And don't blame me because I put the caps back on.
It ain't your fault.
It's the kids.
It still
yes.
somehow is your fault, though. Because you
not.
Should replace them if you know that the kids are taking them.
Right, you know they're dry. How come you don't keep a secret stash of pens for your wife?
That's, you guys are being ridiculous right now. It's their fault. Learn better pen etiquette no matter
Dang!
How many times we tell them to put the caps back on. So, there was a hint right there in the bleep.
So no one got the word this morning.
Nope.
All good. We're
no
going to do it again
given.
Tomorrow morning. Same time, 7:05 here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
To the phones. Hi, who do we have on the line?
It's Adrian and Ansel.
Okay, and whose birthday is it? Adrian or Ansel's?
No, it's Ansel's birthday.
Happy 10th birthday.
Happy 10th birthday, Ansel. That's a big one.
Who gives
Best
a fart?
Birthday ever. All right, and you guys are on to play Are You Up Nope game this morning. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. You just have to get 3 correct. And if you can do that, you are winning
2 tickets to check out Lily Allen.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Question number 1. Mr. Smee was the right-hand man to what Disney villain?
Oh, my God.
Mr. Smee.
I don't know. Mr. Smee?
Come on, Smee! Smee was always getting yelled at.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. We are, like, not Disney fans.
Take a guess.
I don't know. I'm just going to guess.
Okay, take a guess.
Come on.
The
one that you like, the Minions guy. That's not
Pixar
or something. Okay, never mind.
Okay,
yes.
Gotta hurry up.
Gonna
run out of time,
Dan.
Captain Hook was the answer we were looking for.
Captain Hook. Oh. Yeah, Mr. Smee was his first mate, or I don't know what he was, but he was kind of an idiot. All right, question number 2. January 1st of 2001 was technically the first day of what century?
21st century.
Yep. Yes!
That's
there
right.
we go.
Good
job.
Nice. Here we go.
Question number 3. Sacha Baron Cohen created and played the iconic character of Borat, who is from what country?
Gosh. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Go on, guess.
He always talked about where he's from, and it was very nice. A high five.
Ready?
Oh, no. Kazakhstan.
He was from Kazakhstan.
You do a good impression of him, Graham.
Very nice. All right, question number. Kazakhstan actually adopted that as their tourism slogan. They at first hated
they?
It. They at first hated it and thought it was embarrassing, and then they started
That's
using
hilarious.
It.
That's hilarious.
Come visit Kazakhstan. Very nice. All right, question number 4. Let's finish strong, you guys. The dodo went extinct on Earth in the late 1600s. What kind of animal was the dodo?
It was a bird.
Yep.
There we go. Finish strong.
Oh, man.
Unfortunately, we got that first one wrong and then got the second one right, but then they got the third one wrong, and then they got the fourth one right. By my calculations, that's only 2 correct. And how many were they supposed to get correct, Selena?
3.
But when it's your birthday, you get an extra point.
Yeah,
right?
I like
Jess's
math. Yeah.
There's extra credit on your birthday?
There's extra credit.
I think so.
Very nice. Yeah. High five.
So are we giving it to them?
Yeah, what the hell?
Yes!
Congratulations, you guys. You're going to be checking out Lily Allen at Chase Center. You just got 2 tickets.
Thank you.
No problem. Have a great rest of your day. Hang on for that winning. Grammy, I know you have a ton of birthday shout-outs in your DMs. Really quick, though.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Cindy from Pinole, hoping you can give a birthday shout-out to my son, Jackson, who turned 11 yesterday. You guys give him a shout-out every year, and oops, Mom forgot to call in yesterday, and he reminded me last night, hey, can I still get a birthday shout-out from the JV Show? He's a great kid, good student, earned his green belt in karate. Love him so much. We love you, Jackson. Love Mom, Dad, and Izzy. Happy 11th birthday.
Woo!
Nice. Happy birthday, Jackson. JV Show didn't forget about you. Only mom did.
Who gives a fart?
I got some DMs here. First one. Hi, can you please wish my son, Imad, a happy 13th birthday? We're so proud of him and love him so much. That's from mom, dad, and sister Jenna. Yes, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hello, could you please give a birthday shout out to my husband, Walter? Hope you have a wonderful day. Love you. That's from your wife. Yeah. Happy birthday, Walter.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. Could you please wish my son, Lucas, a happy 13th birthday? We're big fans of the JV Show. Listen to it every day on our way to school. Please tell him that we love him, wish him all the best, and hope he stays happy while chasing his dreams. We'll be there to support him every step of the way, sending him lots of love from his mom, Nicole, and dad, Johnny. Yes, happy, happy birthday, Lucas.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here, Graham. Mom sliding into your DMs again. Welcome back. It's my daughter Maya's 9th birthday. Can you please give her a birthday shout out? We love her so much. Happy 9th birthday, Maya Boo. Love mommy, daddy, Olivia, and baby G. Yes, happy birthday, Maya.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham, Selena, and Jess. Big sister sliding into your DMs. Gonna need to check your ID. Hoping you can wish my little, not so little brother a happy birthday. Aww. Kevin, it's been an honor to help raise you and watch you grow up. I'm so proud of the man and father you have grown up to be, but you will forever be my little brother. I love you, buddy. Love, Claudia, Robert, and the Weasels. Think those are who?
Sounds like a band.
Okay, yeah.
The Weasels.
Claudia Robert and the Weasels taking the stage next.
I love it.
Yeah, happy birthday, Kevin.
Who gives a fart?
One final one here. Hi, Graham. Birthday shout out. Happy 13th birthday, Remy. Have a safe flight to Hawaii this morning. That sounds nice. Your sisters and brother love you so much. We are all going to miss you like crazy. It's not goodbye. It's just see you later. Love you, buddy. And that is from mom. Yes. Happy birthday, Remy.
Woo!
And have a great time in Hawaii. He's going to Hawaii without mom. And he's only 13? That sounds pretty fun. Nice birthday there.
Who gives a fart? Yeah.
No adult supervision. I am in.
Yeah.
All right. Today's hottest trending is coming up next. And what is happening? Taylor Frankie Paul online flirting with her Bachelorette winner?
Too soon.
What is going on? Those details are next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So what is happening? Taylor Frankie Paul is online flirting with her Bachelorette winner.
No way. Too soon.
A guy named Doug Mason was the winner of her Bachelorette season. Reports say they briefly got engaged in December, but then broke up soon after filming was all done with. Well, Taylor is back on Instagram. You know, she took a break amid all the controversy, but she's back online. And her and Doug were commenting back and forth, even with everything going on with all the domestic violence, you know, incidents and allegations. Nothing worth really noting. He teased some new music, and in his video, there was a little ducky. So she commented.
What do you mean he teased some new music?
He does music.
Oh, God.
That answers my question. Why are they commenting back and forth? Because I'm sure he has her phone number. Do you understand?
That's what I wanted to ask. There had to have been some conversation before.
Right.
This, right? Let me just break down what happened, though. He teased some new music, and there was a little ducky in the video that he posted. And so she commented, "Oh, I see what you did there. Duck emoji," and he responded with a shrugging emoji. It's like nobody understands what they're talking about. It's clearly some kind of inside joke, or maybe something happened with ducks while filming the show. What I do know is very bold of her to even leave a comment, because it took me forever to get to Doug's reply to her, because there are so many comments, people just talking back.
People's
not very nice things.
Upset, yeah.
And she might have taken a break from Instagram for a little bit, but she was all over TikTok, like commenting back to people throughout the whole time. Somebody had put, I'm kind of surprised she's on her phone right now. She responded to that saying, "Always on, it's my job. And yes, I still have work." So she kept responding like, "What do you want me to do? She kept responding to a lot of things.
If that video came out and it was me in her position,
I'm
turning off all social media permanently.
So she likes the attention or something?
I don't know. So what I just read to you, that was like posted in a video. She responded in that video saying, "Want me to stare at the wall instead?"
Yes.
So this was like March 20th. Like, she's
that
been
is
responding
weird.
To things.
That's weird.
Yeah, like.
By the way, did you guys see there's been yet another incident we are just now learning about?
I'm not, I didn't, but not surprised.
This one happened last month. either on February 22nd or the 23rd. Dakota, that's her ex and her baby daddy, his friend is the one that contacted police to report that Dakota was the victim of a domestic violence incident. Dakota then told police about two incidents of physical assault, including grabbing, scratching, shoving, and striking. He also told police that he was hesitant to report anything because of Taylor's high public profile. They took pictures of these scratches that he had on his neck. They submitted those along with the report, and that case is still under an open investigation.
Now, did you guys see that Alex Cooper, the Caller Daddy podcast girl,
mm-hmm.
a woman, she, I don't know how real this is because it kind of looks a little fake. She announced like a new YouTube reality competition show, and she announced that Dakota is going to be in it. Demi from Secret Lives of Mormon Wives is also going to be in it. Hoda, who I'm a mommy, is going to be in it, which we have heard that she's been problematic lately as well. So I don't know if this show is also going to have to get canceled because...
This is an actual show?
This is like a YouTube reality competition show.
Okay. Yeah. Weird.
So I don't know if this is going to have to get postponed or what's going to happen, but they announced like the list of the quote celebrities that are going to be on it, and in it, Dakota's in there, Demi, Hoda, and her ex, who she was having an altercation with as well. So a lot of problematic people. So I don't know if this is actually going to go through or it will
just
be another show.
The entire thing, because also these aren't real celebrities, people. Yeah. Like no yeah, one but, cares I mean, about them.
That doesn't stop us who Dancing with the Stars has been a star on there in the last 15 years.
Hey,
that's
true.
A good point.
I can't argue that.
Yeah.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, it's looking like tomorrow, April 1st, we are headed back to the moon for the first time since 1972. And this is not an April Fool's joke like some of the past moon landings. I'm kidding. NASA reporting there's an 80% favorable weather forecast window for tomorrow. So they've begun an official countdown with the hopes of launching about 6:24 tomorrow local time in Florida. If the weather cooperates, then the Artemis II rocket will blast off, take four astronauts for the first crewed mission to fly around the moon in more than 53 years. You guys, this is incredible. So let's be clear, though.
But they're not landing on the
moon. They're not actually going to land on the moon. They want to do a couple of these practice attempts first before they try something as dangerous as actually landing on the moon like they did back in the 70s.
Right. It hasn't been done since.
Right. So they're going to hurtle several thousand miles beyond the moon, hang a U-turn, then come straight back. They're not going to orbit like circling around the moon. No stopping for a moonwalk. None of that business. Just a quick out and back. The total trip will last less than 10 days. So it's like
a cruise.
It's like a drive-by. They'd be like, what's up, moon? What's up? Still there? That spot looks like a good spot to land on. We'll be back. And then they're going to head back to Earth. And then they're probably going to do that another time in the next year or two and just be like, what's up, moon? And then in a year, maybe like 2 years from now, they're going to be like, okay, now we're ready with all of today's technology to figure out how to land on that sucker. And then they're going to try to do that.
I don't know.
And that's at 6, what time?
It's 6:24 tomorrow local time, 6:24 Eastern. So that would be 3:24. No, p.m.
p.m. Got it.
So tomorrow afternoon, hopefully, we'll be watching four astronauts launch off on a moon flyby.
A moon cruise by.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Grammy. Next on the JV show, we have to talk about Graham's throat miracle.
Dude, you guys are not going to believe the story that I am about to tell and what I have survived
the ordeal. It better be good,
Graham. It's a medical marvel.
You've been hyping this up all morning. It better be good.
It's huge.
Don't
you guys.
Let us down. It's next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, you said you had a medical miracle happen to you.
You guys, this was incredible. So a couple weeks ago, I finally replaced the head on my electric toothbrush. I have a Sonicare toothbrush. It was long overdue. Holy science experiment under that thing when you take the old one off and put the new one on. You got to clean that under there. It's a little gross. Anyways, I put the new one on, brushed my teeth afterwards. Teeth felt extra clean, but I felt like there was something poking me on the back of my tongue or poking me in the back of my throat. That's what she said. So I did a couple of extra rinses with water, a little gargling, but I could not get that sensation to go away. It felt like a very small poke, like I was getting poked back there. And this went on bugging me for the next couple of weeks. And I would notice it, like particularly if my mouth kind of dried out a little bit, then you could almost feel something moving around in there, but constantly like poking me. And when I was eating,
was
I noticed.
Was it painful?
Yeah, just like feeling like just a little poke back there. And it was annoying. It felt like I mean, like, there was just a small, like, the best way to describe it is if there was a toothbrush bristle poking you. Like, that's what it felt like, just a very small poke back there. And it was so irritating. It was making me cough, and it was just, I kind of woke up each day with a little bit of a sore throat, but I was never sick. And I was like, this is so strange. Like, there's something has changed back there. There's something different. Right. Well, last night, I told my wife, I said, can you grab, we have a one of those pretty powerful little flashlights. I said, can you just grab that flashlight? I'm going to open my mouth. Can you just look back there? Because I've been dealing with this for weeks. Like, I can feel that there is something there. So, but I was like, it's really far back there. So she grabbed the, my wife, Kate, grabbed the flashlight. And she's like, you got to say, ah, because I can't see anything if you're not saying ah. So I was like, ah. And there's a reason that it really does work. Anyways, and she got the flashlight back there. And she's looking around. She's like, I don't know. I can't. Ah. And the whole time I'm going.
You're like, what's that? Ah.
Like that. And then she's like, I don't know. I don't see anything. I was like, look, it's back, like the back right-hand side. It's on this side. I can tell you. I can feel right where it is. But I couldn't tell if it was on my tongue or like the back wall of my throat or what it was. She takes another look and she's like, I see it.
A tonsil.
And I thought she was messing with me because she looked like she was like going to crack a smile. I'm like, see what? What is it? She's like, it's a toothbrush bristle. And it is sticking.
And she could see it? Those things are so tiny.
They're tiny. I'm telling you, she had her eyeball right up to my mouth. Like, she was looking right in there. Ah, what's up? And I was doing that.
Oh,
and she's like, I see it. It's a bristle, and it is stuck. It is sticking out of the back of your throat. And then that's when she said, I'm going to get the tweezers. And I was like, no, you're not. Like, this, you're not going to, it's in the back of my throat, you guys. Like, what if you drop the tweezers and then go down?
Oh, my God.
And I swallow
them. Oh, my God, that's so scary.
She's like, I think I can get it. And I've been dealing with this for weeks, so I'm like, let's go for it. So here I am, back again. Ah. And then she gets in there with the tweezers. Now she's. Ooh. She misfires. And then I can't, you know, like when you're gonna gag, you know. So I was like, okay, stop. I'm gonna cough. Let's try it again. She's like, I know I can get it. A couple attempts later, you guys, she got it.
Oh, what?
With the tweezers, was able to snag this thing.
Were you nervous that she was gonna like, because sometimes when you're like tweezing your eyebrows or whatever, you like, you pinch your skin.
Yeah.
Yes. I was nervous about all sorts of things. But the fact that she has spotted this thing sticking in the back of my throat, yes, you've earned the right to try to remove it. And also, I want the thing removed because it's driving me crazy. She pulled it out and showed it to me with the tweezers. Oh. And you guys, it was a toothbrush bristle, this little thing. I saved it. I put it in a baggie because we need to talk in a second about what kind of lawsuit I've got on my hands.
And did blood just start gushing out of that little...
Yes.
It was instant relief. Like, it was instant relief. This thing had been bugging me for weeks. And I was so in shock that, one, she saw it, and two, was able to grab this thing. I'm talking about the back of my throat, you guys. With a pair of tweezers, she had her whole hand in my mouth, basically, and was able to get this thing and pull it out.
Oh, my God.
How was it stuck in there for 2 weeks? How did a mouthful of food not... knock this thing or
it was really
it.
Lodged in there then. Like, it was deep in there.
But how does that happen? Doesn't a toothbrush bristle.
I know. Doesn't this make you wonder how many more toothbrush bristles are in your stomach?
You're swallowing?
I don't know.
Because you have one of those electric ones, so it's spinning and the bristles are just flying off.
Yeah. But they should be making them, I assume, very, very strong so that they don't fly off. And I did a quick Google search, and look, I'm a very limited number of hashtag toothbrush, you know, in the throat survivors. There's a very hashtag Napa Strong, hashtag We Will Rebuild. We're a very small group. I couldn't really find anybody else that had this,
happen to,
and for an extended period of time like that.
Maybe that's kind of what happened. Because you said it's been a while since you changed the head on your toothbrush.
Yeah.
Maybe if you like overuse it, you keep an old one on there, they tend to loosen up or something. Maybe that's why you got to change them after a certain amount of time.
Yeah, right. But it was right after I used the new one. It was the brand new one. You missed that part. That was the key part of the story. I put a new one on and used it, and maybe it had a loose bristle from the manufacturing process or whatever. But how does that thing get lodged in my throat, and how does it stay there and not get washed down? I've only drank 10,000 gallons of coffee over the past couple weeks.
And beers.
Do you know what I mean? And beers and all those things. and all the meals I've eaten. And it stayed and survived through all of that.
It was becoming a part of you.
Did you smell it when you got it out?
It's tiny. You guys, it's clear practically too. How did my wife, how could she see this thing? It's tiny. It's like I almost lost it trying to save it because now I'm getting ready to file my lawsuit.
That's crazy.
And that's a key piece of evidence. And it's, I mean, it's almost invisible.
I don't know if you have a case though.
What do you mean?
I think you would, but did you?
It was stuck in my throat for 2 weeks.
Did you record her getting it out of your throat?
With a tiny, tiny camera.
No, I don't have an arthroscopic camera.
So you don't have proof that it was there? Did you go to the doctor at any point?
Right.
No, but I should have.
Okay, but you didn't. So how are you going to take this to court?
Well, I have this evidence of me telling the story
now. Know if
you could be lying. Yeah. What if they think you're lying to us?
It does.
I believe
it
you.
It sounds like I'm lying because this story sounds so ridiculous. But it was true, you guys.
No,
it was
I
stuck
believe you.
In there.
But you take this to court. There's no proof.
I'm going to call my wife to the stand and have her testify under oath.
She would lie for you. That's your. She's not your husband. You're the husband. She's your wife.
So put her hand on the Bible. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God, and she'll tell the truth that she extracted this thing from my throat.
Don't believe in God.
Yeah. That's a good point. But still,
I think if you would have had some sort of documentation, like a paper trail, I think you would have a really, really good case.
A video and doctor's notes.
Something, yeah.
I've got
the bristle.
She
went to urgent care, like complaining about the pain.
It's like having the bullet. I have the bristle.
No,
I have it in a baggie.
I could go home and cut a bristle for my toothbrush and say the same thing.
I'm going to send this one to the lab for DNA testing.
Oh, of course it's been in your mouth. It's your toothbrush bristle.
Right.
Dang it. Why are you trying to poke holes in my case? The people at Sonicare should be shaking in their boots.
They should, but you had to document this.
I'm documenting it with you guys right now.
No, it's too late.
It happened last night.
I'm going to go buy one, though.
God, I'm so mad. We actually had a lawsuit on our hands, and you dropped
Selena,
the ball.
Selena, go buy one, and then what if it happens to us, and then we'll document it, and we'll get the money.
Damn it.
Yes.
You guys, this is a miracle. I'm back to normal now. Everything's healed up. I can talk normally again.
You got a bad batch of toothbrush heads. Like, try switching it out again and using another new one, and maybe the same thing will happen.
I don't want it to happen again. It was miserable for the last 2 weeks.
But that lawsuit, Graham. Yeah.
Think about the money.
I'm filing the lawsuit with the tiny bristle that I have.
It's not going to work. Are you even listening to us?
Yeah, you're not going to win.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Can't anything cool happen to me?
It
was cool. It was cool.
You ruined it.
But I want it to be worth some money.
And you could have at least gone viral.
Dude, this should go viral.
But you need a video for it to go viral.
I'll take a video of the bristle holding it with a pair of tweezers.
No.
Dang it.
Not enough.
You guys, this is insane.
It's a throat miracle, like
it is.
Yeah. Good for you, Graham.
And I survived. Hashtag.
So do you believe in a higher power now? Because science didn't do this.
Yes, it did. Science was holding a pair of tweezers and pulled it out.
It's a higher power.
I don't. You guys.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hey, Graham. Your toothbrush story reminded me of that one time where my husband had eaten some fish and couldn't sleep all night because he felt something in the back of his throat. And in the morning, he looked in the back of his throat and reached back there and pulled out a bone. So we have it. I still have it. I'll have to send you a picture in Instagram so you can show the girls. All right, bye. He won't eat fish again.
Oh my God.
And I'm never going to brush my teeth again. I had a toothbrush bristle stuck in the back of my throat for more than 2 weeks.
I would be traumatized.
I am. I'm never going to brush my teeth again.
I'm actually so mad at you for not going to the hospital and getting some paper trail of
something.
Yeah, but I had no idea anything was back there. And then my wife spotted it. And then what am I now supposed to wait again and then go to the doctor?
Yeah.
No, we took matters into our own hands and solved it. She got the tweezers.
Okay, well you're just not going to be rich. That's fine.
Dang it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
People wanting to weigh in on Graham. You got a toothbrush bristle lodged into the back of your throat. Was there for 2 weeks.
Good morning, it's Belinda. Melinda, happy Tuesday. Graham, I think you should have stuck it out maybe another day or so until you have an emergency visit to your dentist and then you have everything on proof there. I don't know what other way you can get some kind of proof, but I hope it works out. Oh, that sounds scary. Take care, guys. Bye.
Yeah, I'm lacking some key evidence for my lawsuit, except the fact that I have the bristle and the tweezers and my wife's testimony that she extracted it.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything. in the court of law.
It does not.
Mm-mm.
Good morning, JV Show. Graham, your toothbrush hair bristle in the back of your throat for 2 weeks. I don't know how you did it because I can get a little teeny eyelash hair stuck in my eye and I can't stand it until I get it out. So to go 2 weeks with this annoying tickle in the back of your throat, not knowing what it is, whoo, you have patience, which clearly you displayed the other day with your daughter at her school and the whole play date fiasco. Anyways, love you guys. Bye.
I just figured it was something, you know, like I was getting sick or something. I didn't figure it was that thing. I didn't know until my wife shined the flashlight in there and then spotted it somehow. I'm still,
that is crazy.
I'm still totally blown away by this.
Thank God your wife has great eyesight. Does she wear glasses at all?
No, she doesn't.
Okay, good.
Is there any warning label on a toothbrush when you buy it that says bristle may dislodge and get stuck in your throat?
I don't think so. I've never seen that.
They're going to call it Graham's Law then, and they will. You'll probably start getting a warning.
I love that. Really quick, I don't know if anyone's actually using the service for TSA lines, but there is a company called Same Old Line Dudes that they're basically a place holding concierge service. And so you can hire somebody. And I've actually seen posts on social media, guys that don't work for any companies, but are offering, hey, if you have a trip coming up, hire me. This is what I charge. I'll stand in line for you. You know, this amount of hours, this much, how many bags you have. Okay, I'll stand there with this many bags for this much. So there's people out there like making money being placeholders in TSA lines because the lines are crazy around the country because of the shutdown. But this one company I was reading about, again, it's called Same Old Line Dudes. They charge $25 an hour with a 2-hour minimum booking, but they'll arrive 6 to 7 hours before your flight. They'll even pack like a bag so it looks like they are a traveler, and they'll wait in line until there's 20 people ahead of them, and then you, the actual traveler, come in and you just swap places.
Ooh,
what do you think?
Is this gonna get me beat up?
Possibly.
Okay.
Yeah, people are going to be angry when you cruise up and there's one person in line and then you bring your whole family up there.
They said that for this company, at least, they'll only stand in line for one person. If you are a family of five, you got to hire five people to stand there.
Interesting. Okay, well, that makes it a fair swap then. So people behind you can't be upset that the line suddenly got longer. We've debated the line holding etiquette before at like theme parks and stuff like that. I mean, for me, I'm like that last talkback said, I have incredible patience. I could do that. I could be a line holder. $25 an hour, though? Well, more than that.
People are like the other independent guy that I saw, like, I feel like it was in like the
hundreds
of dollars. Ooh. Because people are having to wait in these lines like 4 or 5 hours.
But I don't get it. Where are you waiting? You're just waiting in your car at the airport then? Because getting to and from the airport takes a bunch of time. Then you got to ride the tram over from the long-term parking over to the thing. It's like, what's the difference? You're going to be waiting somewhere annoying. It's not like you're on the beach.
I mean, not necessarily. You don't have to be there. You can come later. You can...
And a lot of
times,
go
have lunch somewhere and like Uber
back. I get it, but you can get there later. They're going to call you when there's 20 people in front of you in line.
Yeah.
You've got to be on premise. You can't be parking and then getting on the shuttle from long term or returning your rental car at that time. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
If I could be at the beach up until 20 minutes before my flight, I'm like, don't worry, I got this. I got a guy in line. Then, yeah, I would. Then it'd be worth it. But you're going to be doing something annoying. Traveling to in and out of an airport is more annoying in my mind than the waiting in line part.
But at least it would give you the peace of mind that you know somebody there is holding your place and they're giving you updates, so you know that you don't have to be there 2 hours, 3 hours earlier. They're there for you.
Right.
True.
So I think the peace of mind, I'll take.
I get it. I also could not be the thing that would give me a lot of anxiety would be the worming my way up through the line. Excuse me.
That's the only part I don't like. This guy who works for this company did say they prefer waiting in lines that are like outside, you know, so a security line inside an airport. I mean, not the best like situation, but like Trader Joe's tote bags. You want to be first in line for a concert. Like those are situations that they like, they love to do because it's a lot easier for someone to come up and swap places.
That makes sense.
Okay, I love it. Yeah.
But they do offer this service for TSA.
Yeah, the TSA one, I don't want to Excuse me.
I wouldn't want all the looks.
Excuse all the looks, and then everybody's holding luggage in the line, and you go, "Oh, excuse me, can I get past? Oh, no, thanks. I'll wait in the line."
Right.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Y'all were talking about mooning people yesterday. Well, this brief from San Jose, I can shamelessly admit that I used to be a mooner up until my freshman year in high school when I was mooning people out the car window one night, and then my friends and I got into a car accident. We flipped the car a couple times, and I ended up getting a rock stuck in my butt cheek. And, yeah, I stopped mooning people after that. Maybe it was the universe telling me to stop. Just kidding. But anyway, that was the last time.
Oh, my
wow. God. Wow.
Wet from my butt?
No, set a rock in your butt. Yeah, that's dangerous.
How big was the rock? That's what I want to know.
Careful, Selena.
Like, did it leave a scar?
I mean, the bigger point of the story is that she's alive. If you roll your car, it sounds like she didn't have her seatbelt on because she's too busy mooning someone. Right. It's a miracle that she's okay.
I'm glad the lesson
the butt
was
cheek
learned.
Is the least of her worries.
Oh my gosh. You know what we should be worried about, though? AI. Right.
Let's talk about
that. I'm already worried.
Okay, so I was scrolling on Instagram the other day, as one does on a daily basis.
As one
right?
does the majority of your day.
Right, right. So I was watching someone's Instagram story, someone that I follow, and it seemed a little sketch because you know when somebody posts like screenshots and you know those are scam messages right away where it's like, look at my account, $7,000, and so-and-so helped me get those $7,000 or $10,000.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Contact them and they'll help you. It's legit. Reach out to them. What was different about this one was there was two screenshots that were then followed by a video. And after the two screenshots, the video was of the guy that I follow. And it was him literally saying, this is legit, you guys. It was a quick video. They helped me. They helped my family out with the $7,000. Like, this is legit. Maybe 7-second video max of the guy speaking these words. I kid you not. I replayed the video a couple of times because I was like, this is a little odd. Like, usually you see the screenshots and you're like, oh, this is a scam. This guy must have gotten hacked.
They've been hacked.
Right.
But then to see a video of him being like, no, this is legit, guys. Like, contact so-and-so.
Oh,
like,
the scammers are evolving.
Well,
so at first
was it
was
a scam or did you sign up and get the free $7,000?
I'm not going to lie. I did click on the account because I was like, wait, is this real? And then, but I was like, this is strange. So that kind of stuck with me. A few days after that, I watched his story again. And he had posted, IG got hacked yesterday. That video of me was AI. I would never promote anything like that.
Wow.
Whoa.
So scammers are obviously getting smarter, and now they have AI. So now they're able to not only, like, hack your account, but scam other people so much easier. Because if you see a video of your friend.
Right. All AI has done has given these people more tools to scam, to make their scams look more legit.
Yeah, the ultimate tool, by the way. The most sophisticated tool in their arsenal that they've ever gotten. Because, like, they have access to your...
To your photos?
To your account. They've got photos and videos so they know what you look like.
What you sound like.
What you sound like and everything. And it can be mimicked.
Was it his voice?
Perfectly.
It sounded like him. I mean, I haven't talked to this person in, like, probably, I don't know, 10, 12 years. But if I saw this video, like, it looked legit. I was like, okay, this is, I wouldn't think anything of it.
And you didn't.
And I didn't. And it was a quick video. And it made me just think, like, oh my God, maybe he was, like, going through a hard time and, like, he got some free money and now he has to promote this person because of it.
Oh my God.
But it was AI the whole time. I can't believe
it. And think about it, people. You have a social media account. Anybody can take your pictures. Yeah. And do this with your account.
It's not
necessarily
hard.
Saying that they can hack you. I mean, it happens, but they can definitely make a video with your face on it.
Well, they can hack you once they figure out your pet, your first pet's name, and then your former street address number, and then we know that's your password. And then they just type that in, and boom.
Never mind, we're all screwed.
They're in your account right there.
But you know how a lot of people will create fake profiles of people sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine... They have, like you said, they have your pictures, they have your voice, they have everything. They could easily create a fake account of you with videos proving people that, hey, this is legit. What do you mean? How could I be?
Yeah, send me that link. I would love $7,000. Could really use that right now. Trust me.
That is so scary.
I was shooketh, but I'm even more scared now of the future with AI. Not cool.
And it's only going to get more sophisticated from here on out. Great. So,
good luck, people.
Hottest phase trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
More Tiger Woods arrest details. So we talked yesterday about him rolling his Range Rover over the weekend. He was arrested on DUI despite blowing a 0.0 on the breathalyzer, but police say he was clearly impaired. He also has a history of using pain meds, and that stems from all the surgeries he's had over the years. Now some new information. According to police, Tiger had two loose hydrocodone pills in his pocket at the time of his arrest.
Okay.
He was sweating profusely despite sitting in the back of the cop car with the AC on. They already said that he was like moving super slowly. He was lethargic. They did say he was very alert, though. His eyes bloodshot and glassy. Pupils super dilated. He had a crazy case of the hiccups.
Oh.
During this entire time. I don't know if that happens when you're on pain meds.
Usually that's when you're drunk and you get pulled over. I haven't had anything to drink, officer.
But he didn't have anything to drink. No alcohol. He did admit to taking prescription medication earlier that day. As for what caused the crash, he said that he was looking at his phone.
Of course.
And changing the radio station and didn't realize the car in front of him had slowed down to turn into a driveway.
He's looking at his phone and changing the station.
That's what he said.
What hand was on the steering wheel?
None. Probably.
Got it.
Oh, man.
Tiger, what are you doing? From a guy that is so, his focus on the golf course, second to none. He was able to lock in and tune everything out like nobody could ever do. And the fact that he can't do that while driving a car, when your life and other people's lives are in your hands, like, guy.
I feel like no one is more prone to car accidents than this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
He's had a horrible track record with automobiles over the last 15 years or however long it's been.
Taylor Swift is being sued by a showgirl. There's a woman named Maren Wade who owns the rights to Confessions of a Showgirl. She built this brand over 12 years ago, started as a column in the Las Vegas Weekly, then it became a live show, a production company, and more, all built by her. She trademarked it in 2015, and then here comes Taylor Swift, all willy-nilly. Someone who clearly knows all about trademark law. She knew Life of a Showgirl was super similar to her trademark, but she went forward with it anyways. Maren Wade says both are being used in overlapping markets and they're targeting the same fans, and she's worried people will begin to confuse what she's doing as an imitation of Taylor, even though she had her brand first. So she is suing for damages. She also wants an injunction to stop Taylor, her label, and her merchandising partner from using the Life of a Showgirl on anything else in the future. Who do you guys think is going to win this?
Well, obviously Taylor.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I mean.
She's got the money.
Whoever has the most money has the best legal team. Wins. That's how the court system works in the United States.
Yeah.
Sorry for us norms.
Right. Yeah. Also, her Instagram, it's a lot of Taylor videos. Like, she seems to be a fan, or she saw the similarity in their two brands and was, like, using that to her advantage, like, hoping Swifties would see her videos and that they would convert to fans of what she's doing. I don't know, but there's a lot of videos using Taylor's music, so it's kind of a weird thing, clearly, like a money grab. Grammy, what do you have?
Have you guys heard the incredible tale of the windsurfer and the whale?
No.
This incident happened on Tuesday of last week when a windsurfer set sail right off of Chrissy Field and did nail a whale that was just stretching his tail. He was holding tight to the rail on his board, but this male didn't see that he was about to collide with the whale that popped up directly in his trail. He was flung from his board and luckily wasn't impaled, but he didn't wail about it. He swam back to his board and shook off this fail. But miraculously, this was caught on video. The holy grail of videos on a scale like no other. It's up on our Instagram page if you want to see it. And it's not thinly veiled. It's right there on our story for you to see.
And would you say he's going to jail?
No, he was not. He's not going to face any charges for nailing the whale.
That was amazing.
Did you write that yourself?
Yeah, just a couple seconds ago. I didn't have a lot of time to work out all the details there. But yeah, if you want to see this video, again, this happened in the bay on Tuesday. A whale breaches. Doesn't jump
I thought
fully,
you were going to start rhyming again.
Yeah. It doesn't jump fully out of the water, but this guy comes windsurfing in very quickly, collides with the whale. I mean, the timing, impeccable. Shout out to the whale. Nice job on this one. And he goes end over end, gets tossed off of his board. Incredible, like, moment.
Hit, like, the whale's back.
The fact that it's caught on video, like, what perfect timing for that. Right. Actually, two people caught it on video. There's two different angles of the incident, but he comes flying in there. It was a windy day. It always is windy down there by Chrissy Field. And boom, end over end off the board. So go take a look at that video if you have not already seen it. It's on our story at JV Morning Show on Instagram.
And better the whale's back than his
tail.
His tail, yeah.
Sack, you guys.
We're rhyming. Back.
Imagine a windsurfer crashing straight into your sack.
Sorry, we're a couple of hacks. We didn't get your joke.
Yeah, I know. That was my fault. It was bad anyways.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.